Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thank you very much, Brian. And I'm watching pictures here on a screen in front of me of President Zelensky of Ukraine, his plane touching down in the United Kingdom. He's due to meet King Charles and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. It's only his second time to leave his own country since the start of the war. Suzanne Lynch, Chief Brussels correspondent with Politico, joins me now. Suzanne, what do we know about this visit? What is he going to do?
Well, we're getting details now about the plan for today. He is going to address the Parliament in Westminster at some point this afternoon. He is also likely to visit Ukrainian troops who are training in the UK, as well as meet people from the Ministry of Defence, the King, obviously, and the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, who has just greeted Zelensky moments ago. Also, it's going to be interesting to see what we hear from the UK in terms of new help for Ukraine. So there are reports coming now the UK will announce further sanctions against individuals and companies that are seen to support Putin's war in Ukraine. And also significantly that they are promising help for Ukrainian pilots to train on jets. Now, this could be potentially significant because Zelensky has called for the West to send fighter jets. And so far that has been ruled out. And it's not, we're not hearing that the UK are going to give jets, but the fact they're talking about training could be significant.
Now, what about the significance of him paying a visit to London ahead of Brussels? Do we read anything into that? Is anyone commenting on that?
Well, I have to say, Claire, this morning in Brussels, there was a flurry of activity when this news came out, because Zelensky is rumoured to be visiting here tomorrow for an EU summit. But that news itself was leaked earlier this week, and there was lots of recriminations between the different EU institutions here about who leaked the information. But what no one really knew was that he was actually going to go to the UK first. Now, some officials have told me here this morning that they did know this. They obviously just didn't say that. But they still won't confirm now if Zelensky is coming here or not tomorrow morning. So all 27 EU leaders, including Leo Varadkar, are due in Brussels for the summit that starts tomorrow, but we're not being told what time it starts and whether Zelensky is definitely attending or not. But look, I think it is significant that he chose London, the UK, as his second trip outside Ukraine since the war started. He visited the US in December, and that was, you know, to ask for more military help and economic help. But he's now chosen the UK as his second visit outside Ukraine.
We know that President Zelensky and Boris Johnson, the former Prime Minister, were great pals. There was great affection between the two of them. Boris Johnson showed a lot of support for Ukraine. Rishi Sunak now is the Prime Minister. Do you think that this visit to the UK, this visit to London, will be a boost for Rishi Sunak?
It may well be. I mean, Liz Truss has said she was, you know, centrally involved with this as well in terms of the response to the war also. And obviously, Boris Johnson himself made a number of trips there. But yes, I think it will be. It's showing, you know, it's good for Britain in the sense that it's showing their continued presence on the international stage as a defence and military power. They're obviously a member of NATO. They're a member of the G7, which is very important. And there is a lot of background discussions at G7 level on sanctions, on the whole discussion now is going to start about the reconstruction of Ukraine and, of course, about military help. So in one sense for the EU, it's not surprising, logically, that maybe Zelensky will go to a national capital first, because the EU, after all, is not really providing that much military and defence help. That's not the job of the EU. That's a NATO competency. So, you know, the EU as such, yes, it's training some soldiers. It is providing some through this particular facility it has. But it's actually member states, Germany, France, the UK separately, who are providing that military help. What the EU is providing is the promise, perhaps, of EU membership. It's been very involved with sanctions and hugely important because the EU is such an important economic bloc. But in terms of military help, maybe that is why Zelensky chose to go to an individual country like the UK first before coming to address the EU here potentially tomorrow.
Just a flash on the Reuters news wires that President Zelensky is to visit Brussels on Thursday. Now, this is it's a kind of an unnamed source, an EU diplomat, which we'd always be slightly suspicious about, Suzanne. Yeah. But are you pretty sure now that that is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, to be honest, what we've been hearing this morning here, and I'm in the office near the European Commission, and we'd heard from some people in the Parliament that maybe it wasn't going to happen. And then there was a conspiracy theory that perhaps the organisers and the council were putting false information with the parliament because they knew it would leak out and try and exactly, and create some doubt about the visit because of the security concerns. So at this stage, look, they're saying they're not commenting officially until tomorrow, but what we're probably going to see by tonight are EU leaders arriving here. And I think that'll be a sign now that Zelensky is coming. If he does, he will address the European Parliament first, we believe, here in Brussels, and then meet with the EU leaders at the European Council building. It's always got a lot of security here anyway, but there will be a huge security presence probably from late tonight, early tomorrow morning.
All right, Suzanne, thank you very much. Suzanne Lynch, Chief Brussels Correspondent there with Politico. More on the earthquake in Turkey and Syria after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.